right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits. Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And as always, on Wednesday afternoon, we've got AJ and Victor Lewis here in the studio from WCHL to help us out with Kids Q today. Guys, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Post-Christmas.
Merry Post-Christmas. Happy Boxing Day.
Merry Early New Year.
Early New Year, yeah. It's the day after Christmas. It's Boxing Day. It's the first day of Kwanzaa. Isn't it like the Feast of St. Stephen's or something like that? Today is a very packed day as far as holidays go. It's the second day of Christmas.
Christmas too. All the Christmases
Christmas
that you did.
Well, because the 12 days
yesterday.
Of Christmas actually begins on Christmas Day and it goes until January. People think that it ends on Christmas, but it actually starts.
I've always thought that it ended on Christmas
right?
Day.
Yeah, because Epiphany is on January 6th. Now I'm showing my. Yeah. There's something on January 6th. It's the day when the wise men arrived, I believe.
Ooh, deep. Christian
yeah,
Lord.
I'm going way into the depths of my ignorance by talking about what actually happens 11 days from now. But I do know that the 12th, the first day of Christmas is Christmas, and then it goes from there.
What is it you receive on the first day of Christmas?
A partridge and a pear tree.
Partridge. Okay, and not where I'm from.
No.
That's
absolutely
apart from
not.
Mustang GT. It's the version I was.
Oh, of course. Cool. Y'all ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. This is for everyone. Here is today's question. If you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
I'm going to let Victor take this one because I feel like this is a thought process he has a lot.
I do.
Every day.
I do think about this a lot.
It's a fun question.
Your baseline answer is flight, right? That's what everybody's sort of just want.
Well, that might be the first thing you think of.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a complicated process trying to figure out exactly what superpowers
we
you
also
want.
Have the kind of like the Midas touch monkey's paw aspect of it where like you get a superpower and it's awesome and then like you experience it and you start to see the downside of it.
I do like the monkey's paw reference. That's deep.
Yeah, right?
That is deep.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you can't just wish for super strength because now you're Ben Grimm and you're made of stone. Congratulations.
Right.
There's all sorts of repercussions that can take place.
Also, if you have a superpower, then people keep asking you to do things for them.
So it needs to be a low-key superpower. Not to get too X-Men about it, but I would still want to appear normal.
Ah.
I know that... That's not the virtues that I uphold when I read X-Men, but I would definitely want to continue looking like me.
Right. Now that narrows it down.
Well, hey, man, I like Nightcrawler a lot. I feel like that his teleportation thing is cool. Teleportation's a good power.
Oh, teleportation would be a good one,
it is.
That would really cut down on travel time.
It would. It'd be so great.
Okay, I like that one.
Answer?
I like that
well,
one.
Well, if we're going by the... By the measure of if you look normal, then I want my superpower to be Wolverine, but I want to appear as Hugh Jackman.
Okay, all right.
An excellent choice.
Yes, I want to be Hugh Jackman.
I do think shapeshifting would be a really awesome power.
Oh, yeah, like be Mystique and be able to turn into whatever.
I like that a lot.
Oh, actually, that would be really cool. Because, like, my first go-to was invisibility, but actually shapeshifting would be even better.
Practically
then,
invisible.
Yeah. It could just...
Even more benefits and even less drawbacks.
Yeah. And then if you become, like, really well-known and famous and people are always coming up to you and asking you for things, then you could shift into someone unfamous. Or vice versa. Like... Be Brad Pitt for a day.
Yeah. And then go get your groceries in peace later. Something that Brad Pitt cannot do.
I would like the ability to grow and shrink things just so that my house would be less cluttered.
You just shrink this dresser down to
you. Exactly. And then when you need something, you open it up, you pull it out, and like make it whatever size you need.
I'm seeing a Lego issue there. Like you step on your dresser accidentally
one
day because you forget where it is.
Well, you'd have to have like a large box in which you keep everything in the house.
Okay, so then when you need something, you go get it out of the box, put it down, make it full size.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
You'd have like a little mini version of your own house inside that box.
Of course.
I'm pretty sure that's the plot of Hereditary, though, isn't it?
Or what was that terrible movie that what's his name was just in? That where it was
Downsizing.
Yeah. Well, that would be the other thing too, like shrink yourself down, and then like you wouldn't have to spend a whole lot of money on food, which that is the plot of
that
downsizing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yo,
I think those are three
good
superpowers. Yeah,
like
and
this.
None of us said flight.
Yeah, no one said flight. It was I want to be super strong. I want to have heat beam eyes. Like no.
What would you do with heat beam eyes? Like that is a superpower that is useful so rarely.
Look, heat beam eyes are a superpower that when they came in handy, there would be nothing in the world that could replace it.
That would be awesome. Like once every 3 years.
You're like watching your friend struggle to light the grill. Pssst, heat beam eyes. You see someone outside trying to light a cigarette. Pssst, heat beam eyes.
Excuse me. Do you have a lighter? Nah, I got this. Hold on.
Heat beam eyes. Do you have to say heat beam eyes?
Yes.
The end, like, you entire, heat beam eyes. And then like walk away.
Everyone needs to know.
It's like Austin Powers when we did the karate or judo chop.
Judo chop. Yeah. Heat beam eyes. It's my favorite Kim Carnes song. All right. If you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, feel free to share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.